WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has this week's Friday Night Football Preview.
There are several homecoming football games tonight, including Lancaster at River Valley for the annual Blackhawks homecoming. I asked co-head coach Dan Makovic about the Arrows.
This is not the traditional under center Lancaster with their option, but you can tell their offense is going to look at how you line up and they are going to take advantage of you. You can tell that they watch film of previous opponents and then they utilize that in their game plan. Like, we watched who they played the week before and then how they attacked them the week after. They looked at what other teams did successfully. So they saw what Prairie du Chien did and what they were able to do against us. And so we feel like they're going to attack us by running the ball at certain positions, but then also trying to throw it deep as well.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com, Lancaster at River Valley. Also tonight, New Glarus is at Broadhead Judah, Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, Richland Center is at Platteville. Coach Andrew Trox will talk this week about the Hornets' loss at New Glarus.
I mean, I thought we had drives, we executed and did well. Just penalties. Penalties were a big hindrance, you know, for us having success and continue to put drives together. So, yeah, that was a tough one to drop. But, you know, like we tell the kids, we're back to work on Monday. And so this whole week we've been focused on what we got to do to get a win in Platteville.
Elsewhere in football tonight, Westby plays at Arcadia, GET at Viroqua, Lacrosse Logan at Baraboo, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, Mount Hora Barneveld at Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Dells at Wautoma. In the Six Rivers, Blackhawk Warren at Wazika Steuben, Potosi Cassville visits Iowa Grant, River Ridge at Boscobel, and Pecatonica Argyle at Riverdale for the Chieftains' annual homecoming game. Here is Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
A lot of times we're getting bullied in the trenches, and that's where you're going to see the success of teams, is teams that consistently win and are assignments down in the trenches, so we got to do that. Defensively, we got to mix up our coverages a little bit. They got a pretty solid receiver. He's got over 500 yards this year as a senior. So we got to find a way to honor him. They've won a couple games this year, but I do think that we have been challenged more with some of the teams that we have faced so far this year. And so I think our kids are really excited to face this team for homecoming. I think they put a lot of time in a film. We've had great practice so far this week. So I think the game plan is set. We just got to find a way to execute and stay consistent on Friday.
Tonight in the Scenic Bluffs, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Brookwood at Cashton, and Nisida at Ithaca. Bulldog co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked about what they will see this week.
We finally get to see a team. They're more of a spread offense, and they like to throw a lot. And we've had team after team the last several weeks where they're very run-heavy and in tight. So it's a little bit different. Finally get to see something a little, but not what we've seen the last few weeks.
And tonight in the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque at Belleville, Benton Scales Mound at Cuba City, and Fenimore at Darlington. Eight-player football, DeSoto at Monticello, North Crawford at Belmont, Kickapoo Lafarge travels to Wisconsin Heights. And Saturday, Wunniwoc Weston plays at Highland for a 2 o'clock start time. Join us for the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show beginning around 6:40. And then our game of the week, Lancaster at River Valley, can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
The Brewers finish out the regular season this evening before starting their playoff run on Tuesday when they host the New York Mets. Frankie Montaz will be taking the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers at AmFam Field. First pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:35. For the second straight week, head coach Matt LaFleur is revealing nothing more on Jordan Love's status than his daily one-word practice designation. Limited. Last week, Love was limited during Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday practices and was listed as questionable before being inactive. The same pattern is playing out this week, but LaFleur says they'll give Love up to game time to see how he feels. The Packers will provide a final injury report when the playing status designations this afternoon come out. The Packers take on the 3-0 Vikings at Lambeau Field on Sunday, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at 10 and kickoff at noon. And Kohler native Joe Wolf, a former North Carolina captain for Dean Smith, who went on to play for seven teams in an 11-year NBA career before becoming a coach, has died. The Milwaukee Bucks announced that Wolf died unexpectedly on Thursday. He was 59. Wolf was an assistant coach for the Bucks G League affiliate, the Wisconsin Herd. Wolf was an All-American at Kohler High School in 1983 before joining the Tar Heels to play along the likes of Michael Jordan and Sam Perkins. Wolf was a co-captain for the Tar Heels as a senior in 1986 through 87, sharing that role with Kenny Smith. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.